We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Nice snack, huh?
Hello and welcome, caring viewers, to Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia strengthens academic cooperation with Olaco Vietnam. In cultural news, fabrics found in Peru are ascertained to be 12,000 years old. In community news, the magic of ballet dancing lights up the lives of children in disadvantaged areas of Kenya. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 28th, is Republic Day in Azerbaijan, celebrating its declaration of independence in 1918. Situated between Iran and Russia and adjacent to the Caspian Sea, Azerbaijan has a rich history and culture. The Azerbaijani Mugam is one of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. It is a highly sophisticated and improvisational ancient genre of music which is played throughout the country. The traditional performance art of Azerbaijani ashiks is also on the UNESCO representative list. It combines poetry, storytelling, dance, as well as vocal and instrumental music. May the creative people of Azerbaijan have a festive Republic Day. This day is also Ethiopia's National Day, in observation of events in 1991 that led to the establishment of a new government and constitution. West of Somalia in eastern Africa, Ethiopia is home to the lower valley of the Omo. It is an internationally renowned prehistoric locale where many fossils have been found that have been fundamental in our understanding of human evolution. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, it is also habitat to over 300 species of birds, along with herbivorous elands, buffaloes, and elephants. The country's Sinian National Park, another World Heritage Site, is considered one of the most spectacular landscapes on Earth. We wish a memorable National Day to the gentle residents of Ethiopia.
Lion News. More storms strike the U.S. Storms packed with large hail and damaging winds have pummeled at least 10 states, with over 80 tornadoes reported from Texas to Ohio through Wednesday evening, May 25th. On Tuesday, storms in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas killed at least 15 people, with 25 people injured the next day by a tornado that struck in Sedalia, Missouri. In Tennessee, storms caused serious damage to half a dozen West Memphis homes and buildings, while 6,000 lost electricity.
In south central Indiana, intense winds destroyed 3 mobile homes in Monroe County, injuring 2 people and causing power losses for over 63,000 residents. The storms reached as far as the west coast, where at least one rare tornado was reported near Chico, California. On Thursday in Georgia, nearly 35,000 in the Atlanta metro area lost power to fast-moving storms that caused delays at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Also as of Thursday, in addition to the 126 known fatalities, more than 200 people were still missing in the aftermath of the tornado that struck Joplin, Missouri on Sunday, May 22nd, as the single deadliest twister to hit the nation in more than half a century.
When the fatal disasters first struck, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $20,000 with all her love for urgent items to comfort the victims. Conveying her sorrowful prayers and condolences, she asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to comfort those in need.
With our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, we are grateful, all U.S. officials and personnel, for your efforts to ease conditions for those in the affected regions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of daily regularity for the disaster-stricken residents, and that such devastations are lessened as humanity's gentler ways bring greater protection for all beings.
Record wildfire burns on Spanish Island. More than 1,500 hectares of land has been consumed since Wednesday, May 25th, by the biggest wildfire in recorded history on the island of Ibiza in Spain. The blazes, fanned by strong winds, spread quickly, prompting the evacuation of around 400 people from 80 homes and a hotel. As many as 300 firefighters are battling the flames with the aid of 11 helicopters and planes. So far, no injuries have been reported.
Our grateful thanks, firefighting personnel, risking their lives to extinguish the blaze and ensure the safety of others. May we all join in greater kindness to restore the security of animals and humans alike on our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out in countries as diverse as Bahrain, Belarus, Bosnia, Egypt, Georgia, Greece, Libya, Mexico, Sudan, Syria, US and Yemen. People continue to gather in solidarity as they call for political and social reform to improve living conditions for themselves and loved ones.
In the US, a controversial Wisconsin state law eliminating collective bargaining rights for state government employee unions and requiring union members to pay more for health care and pensions was voided by a judge who found that lawmakers violated the state's open meetings law in its passage.
An Egyptian court sentenced former housing minister Ahmed al-Maharabi to 5 years in prison for having misused his power to amass wealth at the expense of the public.
Serbian President Boris Tadic announced that Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic, who has been sought for the past 16 years in association with war crimes, has been arrested and will be extradited to the UN Tribunal in The Hague, the Netherlands, as part of an effort to assist in reconciliation from the Bosnian conflict.
In Georgia, police used water cannons, rubber bullets, and tear gas to clear a square of protesters just after midnight Thursday, May 26th, with one protester and a policeman who were killed when they were hit by cars as people fled the scene, and 40 who were hospitalized, including one journalist. Both Russia and the European Union have spoken out against the violence used to disperse the protesters.
On Thursday, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir called upon the Northern Sudanese government to remove its forces from the disputed oil-rich town of Abyei, while affirming that there would be no return to civil war over the town. James Kok Rui, Humanitarian Affairs Minister for South Sudan, announced Friday that already 150,000 people have fled Abyei and surrounding regions due to the violence. Northern Sudan negotiator Al-Dudiri Mohamed Ahmed stated that he hoped discussions to resolve the dispute would begin immediately, mediated by the African Union. Former Belarusian presidential candidates Nikolai Statkovich and Dmitry Us, who sought to challenge the country's autocratic rule, have received multiple-year sentences in prison.
With Bahrain's state of emergency due to end at the beginning of June, Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa stated Wednesday that the government is committed to reform and that officials would respond to the concerns of both the international community and Bahraini citizens.
As safety concerns heighten in Yemen, the UK joined the US in evacuating diplomats, urging nationals to leave immediately, while Qatar suspended her embassy operations. In a fourth day of conflict Thursday, at least 28 Yemeni tribal members were killed in Sana'a as thousands of city residents continue fleeing the violence, which is now spreading beyond the capital.
In Syria, security forces killed four people as they opened fire Thursday at hundreds of demonstrators in Deraa, demanding the resignation of longtime President Bashar al-Assad.
In addition, at least eight more were reportedly killed on Friday during protests in the towns of Qatana, Dael, and Zabadani. Meanwhile, leaders of the Industrialized Group of Eight, or G8, nations meeting in France issued a joint statement saying that they were appalled at the Syrian government's unabated use of violence, the deaths of protesters, and the repeated and serious violation of human rights. They also vowed to implement additional measures if President al-Assad does not respond with democratic reforms. Libyan Prime Minister al-Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi said Thursday that he was ready for a ceasefire and to hold talks with revolutionaries. Meanwhile, in Misurata Thursday, at least three revolutionaries were killed and 20 others injured in clashes with government forces. As we sympathize with the injured and mourn the loss of precious lives, our prayers continue for a permanent ceasing of all conflicts as people and nations across the globe choose to live in freedom, peace, and dignity for all. India pledges $5 billion for Africa development. As host to this year's Africa-India Forum Summit in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Prime Minister of India Manmohan Singh announced the funds available as low-interest loans will be made available to assist in Africa's infrastructure, information technology, and higher education, among other areas. India is also gifting $2 million for peace and security work of the African Union mission in Somalia. Prime Minister Singh said that India's support for the continent comes in part from a feeling of solidarity with her efforts to transcend such areas as poverty by being able to provide food, security, education, and health care. He stated, "India will work with Africa to realize its vast potential. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency and India, for your generous commitment and support for economic growth and increased cooperation in Africa. May nations on every continent work together to further prosperity and friendship among all the world's citizens."
Save our planet. Yangtze River experiencing worst drought in years, with official statistics indicating that rainfall in the Yangtze River Basin has been reduced by up to 70%. Water levels in China's longest river continue to decline. Nearly 100 million hectares of land have been affected, along with 5 million people who are in need of drinking water. The Hengang region in Guangdong province was noted to be at its lowest level in history, while dangerously low levels in a dolphin preservation area in Hubei province has already trapped the vulnerable finless dolphins during their sensitive calving season, with the aquatic mammals' survival now threatened. Maritime officials are meanwhile issuing updates about the river's navigability by ships, with closures in some sections following daily river inspections. The drought conditions upriver have also shrunk Poyang Lake in South China's Jiangxi province to just one-tenth of its usual size, and rice farmers report that despite recent rainfall, the land is so dry that they are still unable to transplant seedlings. "We are saddened by the drought's devastating effects as we pray for the relief of gentle rain. May our steps be swift toward more conscientious care of the environment to help restore planetary balance for all beings."
Tens of thousands of lakes and rivers throughout the world are drying out now due to global warming and glaciers melting. It is thus only a matter of time. Knowing this, it would be best if we adopt the lifestyle that will restore the stability of our environment and benefit all beings in the world, which surely is a compassionate way of life, beginning with a vegan diet, no animal products.
Save Our Planet, a United Nations report warns that global consumption of natural resources could triple by the year 2050 and urges governments to decouple economic growth from the currently unsustainable rate of natural resource consumption.
Save Our Planet, as the worst European drought in decades pushes up grain prices, market analysts forecast reduced harvests, given that Germany, France, UK and Poland are among the nations most severely affected and produce more than two-thirds of the European Union's wheat.
Warning news. Canadian researchers find traces of toxic pesticides in 93% of pregnant mothers and in 80% of umbilical cords of unborn babies tested, which they attribute to the women's consumption of milk, meat, and eggs of livestock who themselves have been fed genetically modified corn.
Friends, I'm Vuko the Vicuna. It's an animal-free diet for me. Would you like to hear a tip for cell phone users? Some models of phones have an open keypad. It's easy to accidentally bump numbers and redial or call contacts unintentionally. To help prevent this, find out how to lock the keypad by consulting the phone user's guide. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In education news, Australia strengthens academic cooperation with AULAC of Vietnam. Australian Ambassador to AULAC of Vietnam, His Excellency Alistair Cox, stated that the Australian government will continue to offer scholarships to AULAC C students. Furthermore, collaboration between both nations, universities and ability to conduct academic research will be augmented. Australia will also work to build capacity in AULAC universities so students can learn in their home country. Presently, there are almost 26,000 AULAC Cs or Vietnamese students studying in Australia. In addition, more than 15,000 AULAC Cs are attending Australian training courses in AULAC. Our heartfelt appreciation, Australia, for your care and support for bright AULAC C students. May the friendship and understanding between your two nations flourish evermore.
In cultural news, Peruvian fabrics are ascertained to be 12,000 years old. The materials were found in Peru's Guitarrero Cave in the Andes Mountains. Their age has been confirmed by carbon dating conducted by anthropologist Dr. Edward Jolie from Mercyhurst College in Pennsylvania, USA. This makes them the oldest textiles ever discovered in South America. The woven fabrics are thought to have been used for bags, baskets, floor covers or bedding by people who visited the cave before venturing on to higher altitudes in the mountains. Our thankfulness, Dr. Jolie, and other researchers for helping to give us a glimpse into the ancient history of lovely Peru. May we cherish our past as we look forward to a glorious and sustainable future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, children in Kenya enjoy the wonderful world of ballet dancing. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more healthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, radiant news for a resplendent world. In community news, the magic of ballet dancing lights up the lives of children in disadvantaged areas of Kenya. Almost 40 young girls and boys of Mataa enjoy learning the graceful art form. The free Friday lessons are provided by Anos Africa, a United Kingdom charity that offers underprivileged children the opportunity to explore creative talents. Beyond benefits of fitness, teachers at the local school say the skills learnt through dancing have improved students' concentration, participation and level of attendance. Kudos Anos Africa for bringing the vibrant world of ballet to the beautiful children of Mataa. May all youngsters have loving families and the best of artistic and educational opportunities with heaven's blessings.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with an original joke written by Supreme Master Chinghai entitled My Brother. It is told in Xhosa, an official language of South Africa.
Ujoe, uyazi ukuba umntakwethu uza kuba ngumfundisi, kodwa uthe akangeze akwazi ukuba sezihlangweni zika Yesu. UJeff, ndiyazi, uYesu wayengasinxibi izihlangu.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim, Norway, on the world around us. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow, that's nice. I have never seen so many subtitles. Congratulations. Julius from Bahamansa, Brazil.
Greetings, Julius. It's great to hear from you. We are happy that you enjoyed the show on the magnificent Nidaros Cathedral. May God bless you and all the pure-minded people of sunny Brazil with peace and plentitude.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao, North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il states that he wishes to work toward the goal of a nuclear-free Korean peninsula, as he also calls for a resumption of the six-party denuclearization talks.
In a landmark procedure, U.S. neurosurgeons implant an electrode that enables a paraplegic man to stand without help and restores some motor movements in his legs, bringing the hope of greater possibilities for spinal cord injury patients worldwide.
India's Karnataka State Organic Farming Mission selects 200,000 farmers to benefit from a government-subsidized program that introduces them to organic growing methods while providing financial support to get them started.
U.S. astronomers launch a large radio telescope with the goal of detecting signs of extraterrestrial life on 86 possible Earth-like planets.
The Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, is donating $5.8 million to help the College of Transport in Olak, or Vietnam, improve its teaching curriculum to prepare graduate students for supervisory roles in infrastructure construction projects.
Following a recent poll finding that 60% of Americans think the war in Afghanistan should end, 204 legislators vote for a speedier withdrawal of troops to remind President Barack Obama of the people's wish as he decides how many soldiers start to come home in July.
To aid nuclear cleanup efforts in Japan, U.S. entrepreneur Hank Wu donates 500 gallons of his company's innovative hazardous waste cleaner, which is sprayed on as a liquid and then hardens to encapsulate microscopic bits of radioactive materials that can be removed and disposed elsewhere.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.